Foie gras is a delicacy in Europe, but the fatty goose or duck liver is banned in many countries because the birds are usually force-fed, which many people see as cruel. Now, a Spanish farmer and an expert on migratory birds claim they have found a more ethical way of making foie gras. Lauren Freyer went to a farm in southwest Spain to learn more.
5 hours' drive southwest of Madrid, I pull into a tiny village with a church and a square filled with songbirds where Eduardo Sousa and Diego Labordette are waiting.
Sí, Diego.
Hola, Eduardo. Yo soy Eduardo Sousa.
They're an odd couple. Eduardo is a jovial fifth-generation Spanish farmer. Diego is a soft-spoken academic, a migratory bird expert. And together, they're in the foie gras business. The market for foie gras is incredible. France makes millions of kilos a year, Eduardo explains, as we amble around his 1,200-acre goose farm. That's another world from what we do here. Most foie gras production uses gavage, a brutal practice in which tubes are forced down the geese's throats and their stomachs pumped with grain. Their livers grow 10 times bigger with large deposits of fat, which makes foie gras so rich. Here, instead of being force-fed, these are wild geese who fatten themselves up naturally. Diego explains.
El ciclo natural del anserance del ganso silvestre.
The natural cycle for the wild goose of Europe is to migrate south to Africa each fall, he says. They stop here in Spain on their way to eat and gain energy for the long flight. They eat calorie-rich acorns, olives, figs, and seeds, and double their body weight in just a few weeks. Then they're slaughtered before they can continue south. Feathers are plucked for goose down, some of the meat is cured, and the goose livers are seasoned and boiled whole. A bell rings in the farmhouse. It's time to try some. The farm's caretaker sings flamenco as we eat. The foie tastes faintly of all the wild herbs, olives, and nuts the geese themselves have eaten.
Que los cantes tienen el aroma y el sabor de cada tierra.
Songs have the smell and flavor of the land they're from, just like our geese, says the caretaker turned singer Domingo Díaz Escudero. They're part of nature. A few years ago, this foie gras won the Coup de Coeur, a coveted French gastronomy award. That caught the attention of a famous New York chef, Dan Barber, who visited this farm and gave a TED talk afterward.
I went to Spain a few months ago, and I had the best foie gras of my life, the best culinary experience of my life.
Barber's TED Talk went viral, and now there's a waiting list for this foie gras. A small jar costs more than $200. There's a website, but the only place you can buy in person is a tiny storefront near Eduardo's farm, where we meet a Spanish-American couple who've come all the way from San Francisco.
We just watched it on TED Talks, and then I made them stop here on the way to Madrid. I'm just really excited to see the product.
Allegra Cabilon takes a selfie with Eduardo and buys several jars of his foie gras. It's only sold in Europe for now, but Eduardo is awaiting a certificate to sell it in the U.S. soon. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Badajoz, Spain.